AI News by Conjero.
OpenAI had been looking at Narvik as part of its push to build flagship AI infrastructure closer to European users. Back in mid-2025, the outlook there sounded pretty confident.
It did, but that optimism faded as the available capacity in the region got absorbed by Microsoft and Google. So the issue wasn't a lack of interest in Europe, it was who controlled the room.
That's the key point. Narvik didn't just get delayed in the abstract. The original July 2025 rollout assumptions stopped holding once other cloud demand took over the space.
And in this market, capacity is everything. European AI deployment isn't just about placing servers. It's about scheduling, regional topology, and whether a vendor can actually secure enough compute in the right place.
A smaller footprint can ripple through the whole architecture, too. You can end up with more latency, fewer placement options, and a harder time balancing traffic or planning failover.
Right, and it can push teams toward more multi-vendor setups. That's workable, but it adds complexity around orchestration, observability, and service-level guarantees.
There's also a product side to this. If the European deployment is thinner than expected, features that depend on where inference runs may move more slowly, especially if reliability targets are tight.
And for enterprise buyers, the decision gets more nuanced. They'll look closely at the capacity-backed paths already tied to the hyperscalers, because regional guarantees and data residency matter a lot.
So the competitive picture shifts with the infrastructure map. If one provider controls the regional compute, it can offer a cleaner deployment story, even if the underlying model access looks similar.
Exactly. The broader lesson here is that European AI rollout plans are only as strong as the capacity behind them. For teams building in Europe, the question isn't just whether the service exists, it's whether the compute is actually there to support it.
AI News by Conjero.